We're on the air.
Live on the air. Let's call somebody. I want to call somebody. I'm bored.
I kinda,
call your mom.
I want to call these...
What's your mom's phone number?
I want to give these ones a try that didn't answer. New Wave Oven.
No, wait. I want to call that one Taco Bell and get them to change the, like, the name of it like you did that one time.
Oh, yeah. Big Beef Bueno.
Oh, yeah. The Big Beef Bueno.
Yeah. See, you're referencing Rob the Hyena things. So it was him.
Yeah, that was fun, though. It was fun.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Betty Addison. It's a New Wave Oven lady.
Good luck, sport.
I wasn't going to give it to him, but whatever, if you want to. If anyone wants,
yeah, I'm passing it to him.
If anyone wants to call in right now, you know, call in.
Must pass.
Do it.
Hello, we are not available now. Please
call in, you fucking group.
We will return your call.
All right.
Looks like it's Dan.
I'm going to try the other one. The other one that didn't answer.
We need to get Stan, call in, buddy. With
yeah.
With your cool big mic.
You are the man. You should call in.
What the hell, Steve?
Oh, yeah. You're a
bad motherfucker.
Big jerk.
I forgot. What's that website? Like, what's that website that you guys be talking to people on? I forget.
Tiny Chat?
Oh, yeah, Tiny Chat.
Website you be talking to people on.
Tiny Chat.
All right. All right, RC. Hang on. Let me go in Tiny Chat real quick.
Okay,
all right,
yeah.
RC.
Who's RC?
Hello.
Hi, is... Oh, God damn it.
Jesus.
That went well.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Four.
Hi.
8 7 9 8 9 7 5 is not available.
We should just call New Wave and get them to send us... I mean, give us more numbers.
More numbers. We need more numbers.
I got you.
I have a
he's got
numbers.
You, Brad.
I'm glad he's got me.
Yeah,
he's right, got you. Don't worry, I got you.
All right, we're not worried.
I have this little app called Yellow Pages. You should check it out sometime.
Hi, Dan.
I have more 1-800 numbers. Like,
did you see Brad's new book of Yellow Pages video?
this giant light up keyboard for old people.
I need to take that down.
Hey, Stan's here.
Hi, Stan.
Hey!
Oh my God,
Dan,
we can hear you.
Yeah.
It's crazy, we can hear you.
Is it loud?
It's normal.
No, it's good. It's good, man.
And it sounds good, it's a nice mic, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
We're impressed.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Dan,
oh, I like this guy, Stan. You're
Stan,
awesome,
I like how it sounds like you're on a CB microphone every time you stop talking.
Hey, Brad, is my picture better now?
Breaker.
No.
We got Smokies up on the right.
Penis.
Smile ahead.
My handle was the Super Tramp.
Of course it was.
Yeah, the CB.
Stan, are you turning your mic on and off every time? See. Is there a pop?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
sure is.
Is there a pop?
BJ.
All right, I'll leave it on.
Yeah, we don't hear any background noise. It's fine.
Yeah, you sound all right.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, Stan, just say over when you're done talking.
I'm going to send you a...
Roger.
I'm going to send you a microphone headset and gin.
I want one.
And me.
10-4.
No, I'm too old for one of those. Come on.
I think I have one.
You're like, I don't have USB on my computer. What the hell?
I think I have one, but
where do I plug this in?
It doesn't fit into my serial port.
There's no serial cable. Yeah, you beat me to it. You cocksucker.
Sorry.
I was going to go for the PS2 joke.
So, okay. Someone should do this prank who thinks they can do an amazing prank.
Me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You got it.
It's. Do you know what?
You got it.
Kyle, do you know what cardings are?
Car what?
Cardings.
Oh, dear.
No. But I'll try it, though.
No, no, you can't do it if you don't know what it is.
You don't know what driving a car is?
All right,
I'm in Tiny Chat.
Does someone else want it? Because Kyle doesn't know what carding is.
Yeah, I'll take the carding.
I believe in you.
Okay, this guy sent me a message. He's like, he put it on his boss's car. And he put it on his truck.
And so like a dude put it to his butt. So like it might just already be a setup.
I think it's real. It sounds real to me. It says he drives a big black truck. Try to work something in about his fucking Pittsburgh Steelers bumper stickers.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh Steelers.
I dinged the stupid Steelers. Fuck you and fuck Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Hey, Headlock, don't screw this up. You won't be able to get the karting championship belt.
That's right. Okay, here's the message. Here's the message.
Hey, Roy. My name is Frank. I got your note. It was on my windshield about bumping into my truck or whatever. It was just a little dent in the plastic. It popped right out, so I'm not worried about it. Thanks for leaving the note, though. Appreciate it.
So
it popped like Stan's mic.
He's a nice guy. So
pop.
Yeah, so he needs a dickhead like me to talk to.
That's right.
Or be like a dinged into it because, like, stupid Steelers shit.
And don't
like my broad made me leave the note.
Listen, don't give it away that it's an employee that did it to him because I don't want to get this guy.
I'm
just making sure.
Yeah. Come on, I don't hang people out to dry.
So his name's Frank. Call dropped. Am I gonna have to hang up on everyone?
Please don't.
You can hang up on everyone but Matt.
God damn it.
New Skype will only let you call people.
No, it's not that. It does this every once in a while, but tonight it's doing it constantly.
Oh,
you should almost use Google Hangouts instead of Skype.
Okay, let me try putting a plus one. Maybe that'll make a difference.
I thought I had the virus yesterday, but it ended up being my silly intermittent connection.
Did anyone have that big virus thing that was supposed to happen? I didn't hear a single thing about it.
Gas
in the news.
Changer.
The fucking. I know what you're talking about. Right?
The DNS changer.
July 9th.
Okay, here's Frank.
What's his name?
Frank. Black truck Steelers bumper sticker.
Yeah, Steelers.
Texans.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
So maybe that's the thing. I just need to dial plus one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes a difference for some reason. I don't have to hang up on everyone.
Yeah, because like we hear the ring.
One ringy dingy.
Hello.
Hey, this is Frank. Is this, hey. This is Roy. You called me about a little ding on your stupid black truck. With that, yeah. You shouldn't have that stupid Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why I dinged into the thing. But my goddamn broad was in the car with me. And she's like, you ought to leave a note. So, you know how it is. Because the fucking Steelers suck ass. Like, and I'll call you every day at 2 o'clock in the morning. This is when I get home from work, you cocksucker. I got home and drank some beers, and then I'm listening to my fucking voicemails. And I'm like, this fucking goddamn Steelers fan. I remember, like, purposely fucking dunking in your shit. Your stupid black truck with the Steelers thing. Fuck the Steelers. It's all about the Chicago Bears, man. You fucking coward. What's it like being a pussy? Huh? What's it like?
And he's gone. Let's try
it's
once
all
more.
It's all about the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, fuck your team.
Well, we did what the guy said to do. You know, we... you worked everything into it.
I'm sure he's going.
Followed my word.
Matt should win Elwood Bucks just for that.
Is this him again?
Yeah, this is Frank.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. It's Frank there. And he put his fucking goddamn broad on the phone. This is Roy.
Who the hell is Roy?
He called me about a little dink on his fucking sissy truck with that stupid Steelers sticker on it. It's all about go Bears. And that's why I dinged that.
Hey, well then go home to Chicago and your windy fucking cunt city, you stupid fucking loser.
Yeah, fuck you, fucking cunt. Would you say I'm a phone loser? Please?
It kind of like freaked me out there for a split second when she said Chicago. I'm like, oh my god, how'd she know?
Yeah. How'd she know I'm a loser?
Alright, I guess we're done with them. That was fun.
It's so funny. That's usually the exact opposite. You put the fucking broad on the phone because she mouth up a lot more than he did.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Dan.
Hello.
Were you the one that was trying to call in and I never picked up?
Yeah, I thought you hated me.
I'm sorry. No, it was a lot of people calling in and now nobody's calling in.
That's fine. I'll forgive you this time.
Yeah, I called about 87 times.
Wow. That shouldn't be an about number. That's a very precise number.
Approximately 87 times. Like,
it was actually it was exactly 87. I was trying to sound cool by saying about. I was trying to be nonchalant.
I see.
Nonchalant.
I've called 87.3 times because one time it only rang. Ever ring.
Brad, I do like your new voicemail message, though, but if this is a Craigslist call or just trying to scam you and rip you off...
What was that?
When I called in, I got your voicemail number, but if this is a Craigslist ad, we're just trying to scam you and rip you off, but you're free to leave a voicemail if you want to. I thought that's great.
Been on there for
a long time. Because people set up Craigslist ads on the phone show, and then they don't take them down, so I get calls forever about it. So I was just trying to get people to report the ad.
I think he's a scammer.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah. Hi, this is Roy. Like when there were a lot of cardings going on, that was like my favorite.
I think the carding thing is funny, the longest running gag on the show that I can remember.
Oh, yeah. Because, I don't know, it just keeps multiplying because everyone sees it on YouTube and they keep sending me numbers to call. I mean, they keep leaving notes on cars for me.
Those giggly teenage girls need to call back.
I still got their number. I wrote it down.
So, Brad, why don't you tell us how your exploits at Carl's Jr. on the fourth one?
Oh, yeah. Someone was saying about that. Like, I don't know. You've seen it on YouTube. I don't know what to say, really. Just go to YouTube/PhoneLosersOfAmerica. And
did you try going with a mask?
No, I just went as Peter Parker. Like, you saw the YouTube thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Just my friend went into one Carl's Jr. with a mask on, and they totally served him.
Ugh. I thought that...
Dark Strangers posted that cow thing.
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A. They're doing the same thing.
Well,
you have to go dressed as a cow.
At least call them, but they're closed now. That'd have to be daytime calls. And they're closed on Sunday because they're a stupid, like, Christian fucking place.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah. Seriously.
I didn't know that. We don't have any Chick-fil-A's here in Oregon.
Yeah. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah, seriously. We got them down
drive
there.
Somewhere just as a cow, just because, for us.
He's not going to dress as cow, but we can call and fuck with him about being a cow.
Stan, are you interested in doing a call? A carding?
Not yet. Give me some time.
You seem like too nice.
Stan
just like
drink.
Trenton the T-Man. Like you just apologize and hang up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That might be part of it, but I don't, you know. Probably just shyness right now. Maybe I'll do it later on.
You're a sweetheart, buddy.
Don't be angry at me.
Here, somebody's... Hi, Arizona. You're on the air.
Live on the air.
Probably the good Lord has just set the conversation started.
Hi. How you doing,
dear?
Hi,
darling.
Hi.
You could be the next Damidna, seeing as she's retiring.
I'm looking for a nice, bare, strong Mustang to help me in an episode.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's the guy from
Family Guy.
Oh, he hung up.
It's Herbert.
Okay. I want to be fucking queer.
That's where I got the idea for the, what was it? The golden, not golden calculator, but the other one.
Golden calculator fucking kicks ass.
Okay.
So Florida is full of tuberculosis.
Hi, I received a note this morning on my car that you sent it, but I can't seem to find it again.
What the hell is wrong?
Please call this number back when you get a chance. Thanks. Bye.
Yay.
Yay! Let's call her up. Hi, Kyle.
Hey.
Look at this little guy. He could play
little kid.
He could play abroad good.
So,
just so everybody knows.
Thanks again for this, Brad.
How old are you, little kid?
Who wants the this carding for that lady that I just played?
Kyle wants it.
Well, he can't really say he's Roy.
Well, Kyle doesn't understand what's going on. He can say
he's Roy Jr.
He can say
put on your best man voice.
He's Wah. It's French. It's French Canadian.
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hello?
This is Roy. You left me a message about dinging your stupid fucking car. Yeah, hello. Let's say hello a couple more times, Dingbat.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Ding Dong.
Let's say it a couple more times. Me and the wife are upset that you called and left the message so late. About the little stupid car ding you got. You got a little car ding. We left a note trying to be good people. We got the fucking whole family woke up now.
Hey, you French frog. Fucked her.
Daddy, can I have some milk?
Sir, did your girlfriend / wife call and leave a message? We need to talk to her. Because you obviously don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Ding on the car.
Put the female
on
the
phone. Put the phone. You obviously can't handle it.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Okay, here you go, Matt.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Roy.
Roy.
Hi.
Yeah, you left a message. You woke up the whole family. The goddamn wife up, the kids up.
Daddy.
Grandma's up too. Yeah.
It's like a whole situation now.
Mom, like, can I suck your shit?
You batty fucking dingbat. I tried to be nice and leave the note on your shit. And you fucking call at all hours of the evening. Waking up the house.
How dare you?
Shut up, you old fart.
I can hear Elliot in the background.
Goddamn. Hey, speak up.
Ma'am? Ma'am, what's going on?
Are you being sodomized?
Listen, you dumb whore. You called and left a message after we put a note on your car. So, speak up.
Daddy, can I have some beer?
Speak up.
Oh. What was that? That was just a pull mind.
That's the phone loser's ready button.
It had people scratching their heads for a
call. Oh, call them back. Let's do it again.
I love Kyle's interjections.
The kid's good.
He just wants the titty.
Yeah, way to go, Kyle. That was awesome.
We all do.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
Hey, I don't care.
We're just kidding. We hate you.
Yeah.
Big jerk.
Hey, honey.
Just like the hey patch.
Hello, ma'am. Are you there this time? Tits. Can you talk to us?
This is not a ma'am.
Well, you know, you didn't say anything, so how the fuck were we supposed to know that? Can we talk to the lady that left a message?
What the fuck?
It's not about you. It's about her. Put her on the phone.
Oh, it's about the ladies.
Yeah.
You big dummy.
Daddy.
It's about the carding.
It's about your car. My stupid drunk husband hit your car. We want to know if there's any damage.
We didn't see any damage.
Alright. That's because he fixed it. Did you? Yeah, didn't you?
We fixed it with drywall and, you know, joint compound.
He didn't have a good time dying in the fiery wreck.
Sandpaper and paint.
Daddy, can I have some beer?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Goddamn kids.
This is a pretty funny,
That's why you hit the car, you know, because of the kids kicking up a stink, you know, as usual. You should shut up. You know, kids should know their place. speak when you're spoken to. Kid.
Spoken to. Oh, that's Brian again.
God.
That's real short.
I know. I should use the birth control.
Listen, we think we know who left the note in your car. Do you want his home address?
Not really.
Okay. I was going to give you Murdoch's address.
Do you want to have a makeout party?
You should give him the phone number anyway.
Do we have a jerk-off party?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, jerk-off party.
You know, your girl sounds pretty sexy.
No, he's far more attractive. Me and the kid want to have a jerk-off party with him.
I could come over and give you a BJ instead of paying you for the damage, you know.
I'm calling the cops right now. This number is being traced. You guys are fucked.
Oh, really? What are you using to trace our number?
Oh, you're fucked.
Exactly. Yeah, what sort of equipment is hooked up to your home phone line that lets you trace our number? Explain it to me
name
now.
Name the technology, sir.
Your number is like 00123.
Oh,
you have the technology, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm running now.
We can rebuild him.
We're screwed, guys.
Exactly, Roy.
We're fucked.
Help me, Dad.
You've really scared us.
So what are you calling the police on? What line?
You also have killer robots there.
How many lines do you have there? Do you have to have several lines to trace the call and then to call the police without us hearing?
Beep, boop, boop.
That sounds more legal.
Bop, bop, beep.
Don't call him. It's just weird.
God, I think I hear the tracing in the back.
Oh, crap. I hear the dot matrix.
I was kind of guessing about that. You guys are being assholes.
Okay, listen. Can you admit to us that you were just lying about the tracing thing?
My favorite pastime is being an asshole. Did you know that, sir?
Sir, we need you to
hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, shut up. We don't care about you, Kansas City. Hi, Louisiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, what's really cranky? How are you doing?
I'm doing swell.
What a dude, honey, baby.
Kyle, who is this?
I'm off. Early.
I want your tit.
Hi, baby. Hey, what are you doing this evening?
We just sending a shout out to my Kansas folks.
You
want to
come over?
You know.
We're having a party.
You're sending a shout out to Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas can eat my booty.
Send a butt, boy.
Where is your party?
You need to be careful because they got tracers on their lines and they've called the police already.
Party? Roy, where are we all hanging out to this evening?
It's in your butt. It's in your butt, boy. It's in your butt.
Whoever that
party's
was.
Party's in your butt, man. My butt's not that big.
Okay,
back
to Kansas City. Can you
New Mexico.
Confess to us that you lied to us about the tracing stuff?
Okay.
We don't believe you have the technology.
And then we'll never call again.
Well, you told us to call you.
They got tracers.
Uh-oh, someone is listening
to me. Oh, shit, turn off the stream.
I've heard there's people that sell tracers.
Would you like to buy one?
I want one.
Cheapy, only $99.99.
Hey, Roy.
I'll take two.
I'll trace any phone, any color. $99.99.
Free red box with today's purchase.
Hey, Roy, let me do a call.
And an Abra.
Hey, Roy.
Free pink Abra with every purchase.
Mm-hmm. Pink's the best color, don't you know?
Okay, listen to this.
Hey, Roy. I got your message on my car by dinging my door. I want to talk to you about it. Could you please call me at 913-322-4337. My name is Terry. Thanks.
I don't like it. Who has the stream on?
I called bullshit.
It was 9:04. So all the other people I hung up on, sorry. It was Kyle. He's playing the stream at us.
Yeah.
Damn it, kid.
Yeah, I was like, I hear like old Dark Stranger conversations.
Oh yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck was? I thought it was the guy had figured us out. I thought Kansas was listening to us.
Actor.
Pull back when your balls drop. All right.
Sorry.
That one was.
My phone was having issues. Bluetooth was interfering.
Oh no, it wasn't you. It was Kyle. He was playing back the show to us.
He's all like, oh.
I was just
looks so sad and tiny.
I noticed at the same time that you hung up on me, my Bluetooth mouse, every time I'd click a button, it would make a weird sound on the line. So I stopped using it.
Ah, okay.
Thank you, dear. That's
so,
great.
You're welcome, sweetie.
I'm calling that one. They didn't leave a name, I don't think, but it's probably fake anyway. I don't want to talk to a fake person.
I like fake people every once in a while. They try to be funny. It's like, no.
Yeah. So this is just typical. I go all the way up here and they don't have HP 564 in black.
Damn it.
You've reached Terry Tingle with GE.
No, I have to choose what?
Sorry, I can't take your call.
His name was Terry Tingle.
Wow. Who the fuck's talking about skunk orcs?
Would you change your name if you had like a ridiculous name like that?
I sure would.
Yeah.
Terry Tingle. What the fuck is that?
If your last name was like Cock or something.
It's like from the old
your
TV Funhouse.
There's a guy in the phone book here and his name is Stupid Ass.
The fucking Tingle, the Christmas tension. And
Tingle.
Like Drunkle Otto with the screaming about the broad with the fucking out of wedlock mulatto.
Oh, his name was like Randy Cox or something.
No, that'd be awesome.
You'd go with that, Matt?
I would totally go with Randy Cox. Holy shit. Yeah. Fucking call me Hard Cox.
I don't think anyone names their kid Hard.
I'd hope not. Yeah. There's somebody named their kid Facebook, though, so you never know.
Yeah. Facebook.
Yeah.
HardCox.com.
People are dumb.
Well, there's one more. It's Australian.
Do it.
Here.
Yeah, g'day, Roy. It's a bit weird calling your US number, but I had a message left on my car today saying someone dented my car. You can call back on this number in Australia. It's +61.
Assuming he's posting the number.
Thanks, bye.
Wow.
Whoever takes this call last started with g'day, mate.
That's either, Tristan or Biox.
Are you saying that all Australians sound alike? Are you being racist, Matt?
Yeah, I'm being racist. No, they all sound like abos that eat fucking grub worms off the ground.
I love calling, the Circle K's there.
Why is that?
Because the people there, they all say mate instead of, my friend.
They're really nice.
Hello, mate!
Hi, it's Roy. We're gonna have to make this fast, because it's 20 cents a minute. I left a note in your car. God damn it, say something.
Hang up on it.
What the hell?
Speak, damn it.
Speak up, cunt.
Goddamn Australians.
I demand you speak.
Well, that sucks. I guess it's a mobile phone, because it notified me. It's like 20 cents a minute.
Mobile.
Mobile phone, sorry.
It can move about.
And I guess that's it. The after show's over, right? Because I'm all out of numbers.
Do you have any more Auberon numbers?
No, but I could call Auberon and see what happens.
Can I do it?
Well, we got to get the numbers first.
Let them know bird's the word.
Bird, bird, bird.
I like this kid. He's hungry. He's a good little cat.
They should know it already.
I've got lots of numbers.
Do you remember Kyle from a few months ago, Matt?
I did remember nothing.
Welcome to the Abra order line. Look, this call may be recorded for quality purposes. For your convenience, we have...
Okay, let me see if I can get some more.
Thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. An Abra representative will be with you shortly. Are you tired of the discomfort of a traditional bra with wires, hooks, and adjusting straps? Did you know that 80% of women today are wearing the wrong size bra? The ABRA Breakthrough Body Form Technology makes it perfect for any size. It combines comfort and great looks. The active woman in you can now breathe a sigh of relief with the ABRA by Rhonda Shear. Make no mistake, they look as comfortable as they appear. Be sure to ask your sales representative how you can save on additional sets of ABRAs. Thanks for holding. Someone will be with you shortly.
I'll hang up
Thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. An ABRA representative will be with you shortly.
You get one free, though.
Are you tired of the discomfort of a traditional bra with wires, hooks, and adjusting straps? Did you know that 80% of women today are wearing the wrong size bra? The ABRA Breakthrough Body Form Technology makes it perfect for any size. It combines comfort and great looks. The active woman in you can now breathe a sigh of relief with the ABRA by Rhonda Shear. Make no mistake. They look as comfortable as they appear.
Turn down while we're on
hold? Be sure to ask your sales representative how you can save on additional sets of ABRAs. Someone will be with you shortly.
Let's just give it another minute and see if they pick up.
And they're pretty your colors.
Quick, everyone talk. They're not talking.
Your patience. An ABRA representative will be with you shortly. Thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. An ABRA representative will be with you shortly. Are you tired of the discomfort of a traditional with wires, hooks, and anything straps? Did you know that 80% of women are wearing the wrong size bra? The ABRA Breakthrough Body Form Technology makes it perfect for any size. It combines comfort and great look.
Yeah.
The active woman in you can now breathe a sigh of relief with the ABRA. Make no mistake.
That's my sigh of relief.
As comfortable as they appear. Be sure to ask your sales representative how you can save on additional sets of ABRAs. Thanks for holding. Someone will be with you shortly.
We'll be with you shortly.
Wasn't that the name of the bra that hooks you to stay up all night?
Hello?
Thank you for calling to order the ABRA. My name is Joyce. Could I get your first name, please?
Oh, hi. This is Mark from the corporate office with ABRA. Were you having problems with your computer system there?
I don't know, Mark. I was just in a meeting.
Oh, okay. You're using Cato there?
I'm in Cato right now.
Oh, because it seems like none of the orders are coming through on our end. Do you know when your last order was? Like your last ABRA order?
Well, I'm not a sales lead, but let me see if I can get you one. Can you hang on?
Oh, well, no, it's from your station specifically. It'd be the customer service calls.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not you. It's just your computer. I think there's a problem with your computer, and the IT asked me to call in and get the phone numbers from the last order.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay. Is she going to get us supervisor? Uh-oh.
Mark?
Yes?
There's no problem. They said you should contact someone from your office.
Oh, no. I need to talk to you because it's from your station there.
Sorry, I can't help you. They told me you need to call your own office.
Why would they say that?
I have no idea. Good night.
But wait. Don't hang up. I'm for realsies. Okay, they're gone.
Ma'am, we demand satisfaction.
No!
Shut it down.
Sounds like they're on to it.
I think it's just the night shift. They're more suspicious than the day people that I called earlier.
Yeah. Most of their orders probably come at night.
Call your office when you're specifically calling that fucking stupid broad.
This is all my fault.
Came from a meeting.
Thanks a lot, Legend.
Yeah, Legend.
I wonder what the meeting was about.
It was probably about prank calls.
Let's hope.
You should ask them.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, legend.
Ask them what the meaning was.
I'm buying some printer ink.
So,
there you go.
Is that for the printer in your cab?
Yeah.
He's got everything in the cab. He's fucking God's lonely man. Fuck you. Whoever questions him is a piece of shit.
I'm inside the Walmart. You can't run.
Yeah, one of these days a real rain's gonna come, huh, legend?
That's right. I say that to everything. Everybody. Isn't that right, Ron? You're the customer of us, or the cashier, right? Ron is cashier. Isn't it true that one day that real rain is gonna wash everything away? I think you will.
He says
it.
Well,
Ron.
That's awesome. We need his phone number. I think the corporate office needs to have a word with Ron.
Okay.
Have a good one. Legend, look for a new Yvette while you're in there.
Ron sounds like a superstar.
I don't have any Ron, sir. I'm sorry, I wish I did, but...
God,
see you later, Ron.
One of these days. One of these days, a real rain's gonna come watch these fucking streets clean.
Let's get that Walmart's number and ask for Ron.
Yeah.
And this is a 44 Magnum.
It's a Walmart.
You ever see what this will do to a guy's face? You ever see what it'll do to a woman's pussy?
I don't like a wheel gun. I don't like wheel guns, man. You only have so many shots. I would need something that you just pull the trigger and it's there. You don't have to worry about speed loaders and everything.
I used to call you speed loader when we dated for a while. Those are odd times.
Lock and load.
Speed loader.
You filled me up quick.
And then he kicked you out of his cab, filled you up quick and threw you out of the cab?
I didn't. Yeah, I was bent over the cab, and I'm like, speed loader, this is the best he can do. It's like,
sing the theme song while Legend loaded him up.
Sometimes you wipe out the cum, and other times you wipe out the blood off the back of the
show. I'm scared.
You should call something.
I'm trying. Trevor gave me why is nothing...
Somebody put an Abra number in Tiny Chat just a few minutes ago.
Well, I can't do that. Because it's on a whole other computer. Quit trying to make things so difficult.
Too hard.
I'll see if I can find it and read it.
It won't let me add anything. I'm trying.
Oh, really?
There are too many people on.
Escape, did you go over 50?
Oh.
I'll just listen if you want. I can hang up.
I don't know. It's not you. It's everyone else.
Did you do 50 today?
I don't think so.
I think it only have 9 or 10 people.
Okay, that works. Okay, hold on. Let me go down the list.
What happened to Not Brad?
He got too high. He was going to stay on all night.
I don't think that's a real thing.
And then he got high.
Too high. Awesome.
Yeah, so Trevor, he sent me one of those, I need your phone numbers things. Arpajay Jolie is. Hold on. I'm not making sense.
Someone getting out of a car.
What?
No, I heard some beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, who's getting in and out of vehicles?
Everyone has weird names on this. List.
Hi, this is Sharina. Please leave a message. Thank you. Bye.
No.
Hi, Sharina. I'm Brad from the internet. I have your phone number now, your cell phone number. You posted it on Arpeggies Jolie's little page thing, and she set that up just to trick everyone so I could get their phone numbers. Take that.
Who would do such a thing?
Welcome
and now I get to call you.
You should know better.
We'll just leave her on. She can witness the craziness of these other people. Yeah, so it's one of those things. It's a Facebook where somebody lost their cell phone and they're like, hey, everyone, post your phone number. So
I know why people are stupid enough to do that.
Here's a guy named Matthew Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone wants to talk to him. Oops.
Hello.
Hello, Matthew?
Yes.
Yes, my name's Roy. I'm calling from the internet.
The internet?
That's correct. The internet.
Okay.
Did you leave your phone number on the internet recently?
Did I what?
Did you leave your phone number on the interwebs lately?
On the interwebs?
You heard me.
No.
Don't lie to me, boy.
What?
Don't lie to me, boy.
I didn't.
I don't. Why don't I believe you?
I don't know.
Did you put your number on Facebook, maybe?
Yeah.
See, that's the interwebs. You lied to me, boy. You said you didn't lie to me.
I thought you meant as interweb, as in, like, over, like, FaceTime.
That's also on the interwebs.
Oh, well, then...
Now you have to apologize for lying to me.
Sorry.
Sorry what?
For lying to you.
You damn right you are. Now may this be a lesson to you, young man. Be gone with you.
What?
Be gone with you. Hang up the damn phone, kid.
That's a threat. It's a threat. Be gone with you. It's a definite threat.
Dude, hang up the phone.
Call the police immediately.
Cancel your internet.
That guy was very,
That kid will learn now.
That guy was kind of a pussy, really.
That guy was very juvenile.
I'm surprised he actually apologized to me.
Ah, you fucking punked that bitch, dude. It's awesome.
Here, this guy's name is Oscar Gonzalez.
I'm about to piss again.
I wonder if he's Hispanic.
Oops.
Okay.
Let me speak mumble to him.
Taco.
Hi, Ohio.
Hello.
That was very juvenile.
I'm surprised.
Oscar. Hello, Oscar. Hello. This is Nick Stamos.
You have reached the maximum time.
That was the girl from before.
What's going on?
Maximum time for random screaming at an immigrant.
The tomatoes are no good. The tomatoes are no good.
Kyle, it's been fun, but you keep replaying the show back to us, so I'm not going to pick up. Okay, here's someone from that same list. Her name's Sadie.
She posted a number on Facebook as well?
Yeah, this is like a whole group. I posted it in the on Skype. It's a group of people posting their phone number because someone else lost their phone.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get another beer, I guess. And I'll mute.
Yeah, like a classic.
You need to get something else to make a funny combo.
You've reached Carolyn Daly with Tech for Learning. I am unavailable to get to the phone right
God,
now.
God, everything sucks tonight.
Number
be available. Good. Just for us.
Thanks for calling. I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up. Or...
I'm not.
Por favor, termine tu mensaje en 8.
Por favor.
That's right.
Gonna hang up on your ass.
Hi. Let me talk to Carla.
What?
I said put Carla on the phone.
Carla.
Oh, one moment.
Hurry up.
You need to roll your R more.
Learn how to speak Spanish, you big dummy.
Carla. Carla.
Hello.
Hi, Carla.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm calling from Facebook. It looks like you posted your phone number on RPG Jolie's Facebook event.
Yeah?
You posted your phone number. It's really dumb to post your phone number on the internet.
Wait, what?
It's really dumb to post your phone number on the internet. Because then a bunch of freaks call you up in the middle of the night.
You don't want that, do you?
Carla.
Listen, Carla.
Who is this?
I'm Brad from the internet.
Who is this?
I'm Brad from the internet. I have my associates on the line, and not Brad. Yeah. Laugh Track Matt, Dan.
Yeah. Stan. How many times you gotta tell her that you're Brad from the internet? This broad is fucking dumb as shit.
Ma'am, from now on, when you want to ask me who I am, I'm gonna reply with Brad from the internet. So just remember that, and that way you won't have to keep asking. Got it?
Remember it, dummy.
Okay, Carla?
I don't know who you are, so why are you calling
me? He's Brad from the damn internet. Do you not know
now
how to
listen?
Now you
know him. He told you. Now you know him.
Carla?
He works for Facebook, and he's trying to inform you. Like, we're working long hours over here trying to keep all your stupid Farmville shit and all the everything.
Carla, can you tell that guy to shut the fuck up?
Yeah. He thinks he's a fucking tough guy. I'll arm wrestle him all day.
Damn, it's been a long day. Mark Zuckerberg's been whipping us because Facebook isn't running as optimal as it should be. We just want to call and get this call over with, all right?
Carla, can you... No, we need to speak to Carla. She's the one that made the post. We're calling from Facebook.
I will cuddle you so hard.
Is this tough guy that wants to arm wrestle?
Put Carla on, you big dumb retard. I'm calling from Facebook.
Dude, you either...
Internet
tell me who
calling.
It is, or I'm gonna call the cops on you.
This is Brad from Facebook. Put Carla on the phone.
Internet calling.
This is Brad from Facebook.
Jesus, really? Like, how many
people know how to listen to me?
Do what now?
Do what now? Fucking dumb cunt.
Hey, he hung up on me. I don't understand.
Wrestle. You want to arm wrestle?
I'm gonna cuddle you so hard.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's about all you can do.
I'm gonna cuddle the fuck out of you.
Well,
Kai, can I speak?
Hey,
can I speak?
You want to arm wrestle?
Put Carla on the phone. Oh, he hung up.
Sorry to step on your shit there.
No, no, it's all right.
Yeah, positive reinforcement is probably the best way.
Hey, this is Kaylee.
Let me try this phone.
I can't reach the phone right now.
Oh, I'm going to post on Carla's... I'm going to reply
to
her post.
Yes, this method was working, I think.
Her voicemail sounds like she's crying during it. It's made under duress. I liked fucking not Brad shit when he's talking to the one broad saying, "Gulp twice if you're being held captive."
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was fucking brilliant. I never even thought that.
It wasn't brilliant. It was just pretty funny, Matt.
Yeah.
Stop exaggerating.
What a win.
God damn it.
Wasn't that funny?
God.
I thought it was fantastic.
Hello?
Hi, Jackie?
Hi.
Jackie Juarez?
Yes?
I'm calling from Facebook. You posted your phone number on Facebook today. On RPG Jolie's event page. Jackie? Jackie?
Who are you?
Jackie?
Who are you?
I'm Brad from Facebook.
Brad from Facebook.
You posted your number on Facebook today, correct?
You posted your number on Facebook?
Jackie? Jackie? Jackie?
Well, how old are you?
Why would you ask how old I am? I'm calling from Facebook.
Well,
I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor. Just a minute.
How you doing, sugar tits? I don't like when things got to come all the way up to my level. I make a lot of money here at Facebook.
She hung up as soon as she heard your voice.
That's what usually happens.
I wonder
happens.
Why. That usually happens.
That's how it works.
How you doing, sugar tits?
Click. I can't find her.
Hey, this is Jackie. I'm Raven. I farted.
Oh, God.
Okay, leave a message and we'll call you. How
are you? It's a house filled with retards.
These girls are hilarious. I think we reached giggly teenage girls.
We found them.
I like that. Can I ask them to change their clothes closer to the window?
Why not?
That's
not classy, Matt.
Okay.
What the fuck you want?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
What the fuck you want?
Gotta tell you something important.
Hi, Jackie.
What the fuck you want, eh?
I just want to cuddle you so hard. I want to cuddle the fuck out of you.
I'm gonna fucking call the cops on you, eh, motherfucker? Are you gonna call the cops on me, man? You're gonna call the cops on me for Facebook? I'm the Facebook. You're gonna call the cops on Facebook?
Why would you talk to a woman like that? You're making me crazy.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Who are you? You're nothing but a cockroach. Fuck the Diaz brothers. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
Why are you saying fuck the Diaz brothers? We love you. You don't mean.
Talk to me like a man. Don't talk to me like a little fuck boy that you are.
They're gone. They're gone.
God damn it.
Legend, I'm afraid of you now.
Talk to me like someone that isn't an immigrant.
Legend, this girl's name is Emily.
Hi, you called Emily. She's not available. Please leave a message and she'll get back to you. Thanks. Bye.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording,
she just posted her number 3 minutes ago. How's she not there?
I love how her voicemail was in the third person.
Hi, you called Emily's phone. She's not available. Please leave a message.
Is that her secretary?
Thanks. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Wouldn't it be after the tone?
.org.
Hey, I want to cuddle you, so can you just like call me whenever you get this message, and we'll just get together and, you know, just cuddle. And then after that,
it's been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sorry.
That didn't work out.
You're a cack.
That was somebody else. That was Carissa.
Your call has been forwarded to
an automatic... But he wants to cuddle someone.
I don't get it. That Emily person posted 3 minutes ago. This new one posted 11 minutes ago. So how are they not picking up?
Because they're not the one posting the numbers.
No, it's their name.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Jennifer is not available.
Brad, do you want me to give you a couple numbers?
Give me more than a couple numbers, baby. I want the entire bunch.
Can we have your number?
Yeah, you can.
Call your mom.
Can we
swipe? Brad, did you put the APB for that episode of the Breaker thing?
Yeah, I did. I asked about it earlier, so hopefully someone will...
I don't know. I'm missing.
I'll ask about it every single week until we get an answer.
Because I can't find it. There's just so too many. And there's no more show notes. So.
Ariana? Hey. Ariana.
Who's this?
Hey.
Hello?
Is this Ariana? I'm calling from Facebook. I'm calling from Facebook.
I can hear you.
Oh, it's a voicemail. God damn it.
No, I'm just joking. I gave him a message.
I got tricked.
That was fucking clever. Whatever. That fucking props to her. That shit was clever.
I'm depressed now. I'm gonna just quit the show.
Man.
He got that shit you, was bro. Clever.
He's not here, man.
What?
Yeah. Dave's not here.
Yeah, can we call her back and tell her to die in a fire?
I don't remember who all I've called from this list. I think I give up on this one. If you want to post numbers, it's fine. I'll click them.
Oh, that came out to what? Did it come out to? 1698.
Where are you at, Legend?
Making a delivery.
He's at the red light district.
At what place.
He's kidding. Sucky, sucky.
He's in some tenement with the screaming children. It's awesome. Huh? Delivering, like, food.
All your money? Oh, shit.
What? Where are you? It's confusing.
Where are these kids awake?
Wow. Thank you.
Children is shy. He's probably getting food.
Thanks for using the cab service. Oh. Well, you only give me a dollar tip? What the hell's wrong with you? Give me $2.
Is that background noise?
Give me all you got. Give me all that money. Give me this. No, give me this. Give me your
What's
child.
What's happening?
I don't want your kid.
Legend's going to start shooting.
Bam, bam.
You're welcome. See you later.
It's about time to lose it.
Is that the right one? Okay.
God's lonely,
is that the right
man.
Case too? Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah,
another
man,
happy customer.
Dude, it's so cool.
I can't believe
you're
New Wave.
Tips. There's more money in your hand. Give it to him.
Albra turned us down.
Oh.
No.
Let's call the Domino's. We haven't done a Domino's.
They'll block Skype numbers like they did at the Steam Shark.
There's other pizza places, though.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're not Domino's.
Yeah. Just don't call them in Hawaii.
Call
Domino's. I got drama hose.
There's more money in my pocket now.
Holy crap.
Call Pizza Hut. Tell me you're one of those crazy face eater guys and ask if they'll put face on your
a
pizza.
A couple more deliveries like that, then I can go see the hair on man.
And then you sleep for a day.
I was out completely yesterday. I was unavailable. We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Full of hair on, laying on the floor, fixing his back.
Couldn't muster enough energy to get back on the couch.
I just logged in as Gunner. That's me, by the way.
When I ate those, like, get-off heroin pills, I couldn't get on the couch. Like, I was on the floor for, like, a good 45 minutes trying to get on, like, a 2-foot couch. And, like, I was all bruised the next day from trying to climb up to it.
You have reached maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message...
I'm satisfied.
So yeah. Satisfied.
You know what I mean?
Never be satisfied.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Is it time to end the after show yet?
Negative.
God.
It's never time.
I'm
you
tired.
Just have to
pretty,
hang up on everybody.
That was pretty
decisive. When I finally get to do a call this time.
He said negative.
10-4. That's my Stan impression.
Brad, you do next call.
Okay.
It's only 1:27 here.
It's 2:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Yeah.
Why are all the Domino's closed?
4:00.
They're not even. Their automated system's not even picking up.
There's a.
They turned you off.
They don't like you. I wonder why.
Bastards.
You bastards.
Here, for some reason, it gave me...
Guys, I'm going to head out. It's been fun. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm going on vacation next week.
Where are you going
whatever.
To? Where are you going on vacation?
Where are you going, buddy?
John Bonet's house.
Yay! My favorite.
Do you want to come, Brad?
No, that's all right.
He's already been there once. You don't shit where you eat.
You don't return to the scene of the crime.
You don't return to the scene of a crime.
But listen, on the south wall, break open the drywall, and I put a message in there.
Yeah, I was hoping
like
maybe you give me some
favorite vacation spots.
Maybe I'll see Richard Cardo while I'm there. He's probably still working in the case.
I hope so. I'll give you his address. You can put a PLA sticker on his front door.
If you get
Tommy said hi.
If you get
that would be just so great.
If you put a PLA sticker on Cardo's door and then ring the bell and get him to open it,
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, I would too.
You know, Jammy, she was actually in the city that Richard Cardo lives in last year, and she was going to do a PLA sticker on Richard Cardo's door for me. Like, I sent it to her and everything, and then she got too busy.
Right, you should, like, put up a bounty. Like, the first PLA member who can do it, you give them, like, a limited edition t-shirt or something.
Limited editions cost far more than they're worth.
No, he would just wear it.
Just making one, like, is a lot of trouble.
But Matt, how much would it be worth us to have that sticker on Carter's door?
$1.
Brad can make it with whiteout or something on a black shirt.
Yeah, I've made PLA shirts out of Sharpie before. I can't even hear that lady.
Later.
All right, bye, Dan. Have a fun vacation.
Thanks.
Have fun, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
In Denver.
Bye. Have a good time.
I'm actually not going anywhere near Denver. Just sit the rest.
Yeah, sure you aren't. Whatever. Have a good time.
Rock on.
Bye. Bye. I say bye.
Thank you for calling Domino's. Can you hold, please?
Oh. Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. No. Beep, beep. Brad, call me.
No music?
I have this one, Brad.
Beep, beep.
You don't know what we're doing.
Stupid kid.
I order pizza.
We're not ordering pizza.
Beep, beep.
We're doing things much cooler than that.
No, I want to do this one.
No!
But if I do it, it'll... Oh, wait. That Australian...
You can order pizza if it fails.
That Australian guy is calling us back.
Beep, beep.
Oh, pick up the phone.
No.
Listen to this kid. He's all like, do this.
Yeah. Beep, beep.
He's full of piss and vinegar. I like him.
Give me some more chips, goddammit.
I wait till he, like, discovers the world is shitty.
I want to involve somehow the guy in Miami getting his face eaten off and beep, the Domino's pizza ball.
Hello? You've reached Roy and Associates.
Hi, Roy.
Australian guy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
You're a big faker, aren't you?
No.
I think you are. You didn't get a car, didn't you?
There's an ad in my car.
You big liar.
Who are you? Who are you, Australian cat? You're not Tristan, you're not
Biax. What's up with the 400 hertz tone?
Who are you?
Whistle 2600 hertz so we know who you are.
It's kind of close.
All right, this is too expensive for me, bye.
Is it expensive to pick up calls from them?
Oh, yeah, he was calling me, wasn't he? I forgot.
It's a silly face.
I forget how phones work.
60 hertz.
How do phones work?
Fucking scientists.
Who was phone?
Do what now?
I like when it gets to the end of the show. It's like...
Then who was phone?
And everything falls apart.
We need to get a sound clip of someone saying, do what now?
Do what now?
Do what now?
I think there's, in the Killer Robots, there's, like, he does do what now quite a bit. and like, I like the best when he keeps calling me Hoscat. Hoscat.
He really outsmarted you on that call.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, what exactly is a Hoss?
I think HRBL fell asleep. Herbal? Probably.
How long he's awake.
Nah,
he's
he blinked.
He's
very.
Hi, Herbal.
Hello?
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 Yes?
This is Habib?
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay, well, who is this?
This is, Domino's. Who is this?
Oh, well, I'm trying to get a pizza.
Okay. What's the address?
And I don't know how this works. Do I just tell you what I want, and you put it on there, or do you tell me what I want, and then I just...
Okay, what's the good callback number? That's what I need the first time.
No, I don't want a callback number. I want pizza.
Yeah, but what's the good callback number?
Yeah, pizza me, you want my number, but I want the pizza.
I do know you want a pizza because this is Domino's, but I'm just asking, what is your good callback number? So,
how does ordering a pizza work? Because I'm really confused right now, and I just want a pizza, but you want my number, and I don't know how this.
Okay. We need your number first, in order to send you a pizza. If you don't have it, then sorry, we cannot do it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, what's the call number?
777.
Mm-hmm.
6524.
Okay.
Now do I order pizza?
Okay, what's the area code?
Why do you need my area code? Is this 20 questions?
Ma'am, do you want pizza, right?
Yeah, I want pizza, but why do I have to give you everything? You know where I am. I live near you. I'm down the street.
Okay, but we still need the whole information. If you don't give it to us, then sorry, we cannot deliver the pizza. Because that's recommended. I mean, that's the policy.
But, okay. Well, I don't know my area code, but my mom does. Can I go ask my mom?
If the number is right, go ahead, you know.
Well... Okay. Hang on. Let me go ask my mom. Mom! Mom!
Hello?
Yeah, hang on. Give me area code. Hang on.
Virus.
I don't, ma'am, sir, sorry.
Yeah.
Virus.
My area code, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Virus.
5-2-3-1-5.
Virus.
Now do I get pizza?
What is it?
5-2-3-1-5.
52315.
Yeah.
That sounds like a zip code. I need a cell phone number, a phone number, or a house phone number.
Okay, I give you number. 777.
Uh huh.
2312.
2312.
Yeah.
All right.
Now do I get pizza?
Is it a 707 number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now do I order?
Hang on.
Oh.
What's your name?
Devin.
What is it?
Molester. MOLESTER.
Virus.
So cold.
Alright. Would you like to order?
Are you ready for my order now?
Yeah.
Okay, I want one pizza.
Uh-huh.
With no sauce, but I want the sauce to be like white sauce, if that makes any sense at all.
White sauce?
Yeah.
You want the garlic sauce?
Yeah, but can I tell you what I want on the pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, I want sausage and... human face, if that makes any sense.
What?
I want the human face, like off the guy in Miami who got a face eaten off. I want him on my pizza.
Alright. What else?
Pepperoni.
Okay.
And olives.
Okay.
And does that come with toenails or is that separate?
That's separate.
How much for the separate for now?
I don't know, you're about $38 right now, so
I don't know. It might be a little bit over, but I'll just forget about the tip. I don't like that guy. All right, but yeah, just add the toenails. All
right.
All right. Now, what does that come out to, sir?
What's that?
What does that come out to, sir?
3809.
3809? Yeah. Are you sure it's from the guy in Miami who got a face eaten off? He's on the pizza, right?
Sure.
Because I don't want none of that little cow shit that you be putting on the pizza called sausage. I don't want none of that. I want the face. The actual face.
All right.
If there's no face, I'm calling back and I'm whooping your ass. Just saying.
Okay.
All right. You better give me the face. All right. Are you going to call me back?
Yeah.
When is it going to be ready?
About 40, 45 minutes.
Are you going to make it?
What?
Are you going
to
make it?
Are you going to use your face on the pizza?
No, I'm not going to make it.
Oh, who's going
to
make it?
Come on, man. I want you to slice your own face off and put it on the pizza for the kid. Please.
All right, anything else for you?
Yes. Yeah. When is this going to be ready?
It's going to be about 40, 45 minutes.
Are you going to make the pizza?
Made with human
Shut up, Dad. Dad, I want to order a pizza by myself. Please stop talking, Dad. Just let me do it by myself, Dad, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, sir, when is this pizza going to be ready? 40 to 45 minutes, correct?
Like three times. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're not going to make it, so who is going to make it?
Someone else that's here.
Someone else that's there. Isn't it like 1 o'clock in the morning? Who else is there with you? Why wouldn't you be the only person there?
Because...
All right, go ahead and admit that you just lied to me, and I want an apology right now.
All right. You call back tomorrow, and we'll have some more fun.
Don't forget to ask you about the human blood on the
sauce. No, I'm waiting on my face.
Your children will be placed in the custody of
Carl
Jr.
God damn it, Jed!
We're here not talking about the human blood enough, son.
Teehee. That guy was weird. It sounded like he didn't have a sense of humor, but then he was saying weird things.
Yeah. Kid was good, though.
I think the Domino's guy was high. Pretty sure.
Kind of sound like Gene Simmons.
And now, let's,
why aren't you not talking?
Let's see if after that he'll fall for the corporate office thing.
I'm fucking upset today because Ernest Borgnine died.
That was yesterday.
He died a couple days ago.
Hello, sir.
Hello?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay, sir.
Were you having computer issues there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on this end.
Yes, sir. Somebody called and stuff, and I think they were just playing around. So.
No, I'm not talking about prank calls. That happens all the time. It's like computer issues. It seems like the orders that you're placing aren't coming through on our end here at the corporate office.
Okay. Oh, let me check.
Do you know when your last...
Here, everything seems... All right.
Do you know when your last order was?
Okay, let me check. It was a Springs Road.
I'm sorry?
It was 46 Springs Road.
Oh, well, do you have the phone number on it? Because we can only pull it by phone number here.
Okay, hold on a second. It's
510-459-2645. 2645?
Mm-hmm.
That was on Spring Road?
Mm-hmm.
And the IT department, they asked me to get, like, several numbers from the most recent orders, and I guess they can put them in and see if they come up on this end. Like, do you have the one before that, maybe?
Sir, I cannot give you all that information.
Why is that? You gave me one. What's the difference if you give me two?
Because I don't think who you are, what you're telling me.
Losing your virginity twice. You already fucking spread your legs.
You don't think who I am? I don't understand.
All right, sir. Talk to you tomorrow, okay?
And if
you
want to have fun and stuff.
Why would you talk to me tomorrow? No, I need to
ask your number, guy.
When's my base pizza being ordered? I want it now.
Okay. Okay, listen, Kyle, you are Domino's, and you're calling this person on Spring Road about their pizza order.
Okay.
Do it.
And if you fuck it up, I'm hanging up on... Oh, man.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Okay.
It's over for you, Kyle. You just fucked that up.
Bullshit number.
So she's on Spring Road.
No, I think the number is no good. Let me try once more.
Unless Domino's like, oh, there we go. Taraga Hunt, Kyle.
Spring Road.
Keep on walking in the free world.
Hello.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, this is Domino's about your pizza that you just ordered not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we couldn't remember. Our computer completely just died. We remembered your name and number. Could you please tell us what did you want on that pizza again?
Two large, sausage and mushroom pizzas.
Okay.
Oh, wait, like, there's someone here right now. There's someone right here dropping it off right now.
Oh, shit.
No, sir. No, sir, that's not us. You might need a bat. That's not us, sir.
That's a criminal.
That's a criminal, sir.
Don't give him your money.
Is it the guy from Paladine Press? He can get in no matter what.
Fucking Domino's dude right here.
It's no,
the guy from Paladine Press.
Listen, he may have a uniform and he may have a sign on his car, but he is not Domino's. Don't let him in your house. He's dangerous. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but you know.
That's Jack Sparrow. Don't let him in.
Don't let him impress.
It might be Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri just yelled rape.
He just hung up.
He is a pirate.
Oh, wait, here, let me try and get the Domino's guy on the phone.
What month is that? Someone's here now. What?
good timing. Do what now?
I love
this. Oh, why does that keep happening?
Hey, Brad.
What you really need to do is get the delivery driver's cell phone number. Then you can have never ending hours of fun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, do that. Haven't you done that yet?
U-Torrent says hardcore porn is completed.
Yay!
I'd try.
Aw. Why does that keep happening? I don't get it.
That's him failing.
Let me try once more.
Is it my fault? If I go away, will it work?
No. It's Kyle's fault.
Fucking Kyle. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker.
He did well, that kid.
No, he sucks. I hate him. I'm gonna kill him. Alright, I guess
he keeps doing the intriguing zoom in on himself, which is awesome.
I'm not doing it. Hey, it's an auto zoom.
I'm here to remind you to make sure everybody calls into the end bridge.
I'm not touching you. I'm touching you.
It's an auto zoom, and I can't control it, so it just keeps going in and out, and I just quit worrying about it a long time ago.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking liar.
Shut up, Brad.
Welcome to the botnet.
Whoa.
The botnet.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
Talking about the free pizza? You got a free, just two free pizzas on Craigslist if you call before 1 a.m. I'm calling before 1 a.m. Where the hell's my pizza?
We need you to hold, sir.
They're in your butt.
Check your butt.
They're right up in the can. I mean, Prince Albert in the can.
Do what now? In my butt?
They're in your butt, boy. They're in your butt.
I need exact coordinates, ma'am.
Where do I gotta
go now?
I gotta go somewhere to get him, you say? Where do I gotta go?
I need the exact coordinates, ma'am.
Here, if you give me your exact address, I will tell you how to get to where you need to go.
Where are you at is my question.
Well, if you give me the address, I can tell you how to get there with Google Maps. If you don't, then I'm just kind of lost here.
Craigslist says don't trust people to give out your address. And we should
then why would you ask for a pizza if you don't trust them, you big silly munchkin?
You're ahead on Craigslist.
Let's
need
to deliver it, you know.
If I call before, or if I email before 1 a.m., and I'm calling your number now.
Have you Simmer down. Have you ever listened to the Gay Blade?
You're a dumb fucker, dude. You're a dumb fucker. I'm going to come to
you. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that.
I may be a flaming fucking
do what now?
Now.
I'm going to beat the whole lot of you with one hand tied behind my fucking back. I'm going to... How many of there are you?
You won't notice.
Over 9,000.
Do what now?
There are over 9,000 of us, okay, buddy? Do you want to come and have a good party? We can have an orgy together.
Four or five. I can take four or five with one hand tied behind my back.
Over 9,000, you big silly munchkin. Now come here and let's have a good
party. You're full of shit, buddy. You're full of shit.
You're a dumb fucking hick.
Fuck all of you. How tall are you?
Do what now?
If you want to fuck me, I'm okay with that. Like,
I'm 6 feet 1 inch. That's how tall I am.
Hey, how big is your cock and balls?
Went 1 inch. What the hell? Dude, do you want to hook up?
You dumb fucker.
Fucker, no. Yeah. Let's hook up. No. What's your address? I'm gonna come there and fuck right now.
Somebody
needs
to wash your mouth out.
Right
so...
now, I'm hungry as shit, man.
Yeah, you want to
eat?
No,
man. Fuck you.
Want to eat more, Steven?
Man, dude.
Yeah. Again, how big is your dick? Why did you get all shy and get all unaggressive when I asked you a real question? How big's your dick?
It's bigger news. That's what I'm going to say right now, man.
No, stop trying to tell me that you're not going to fuck me, because you and I are going to hook up tonight. Tell me your address. I'm going to come over. I'll bring some... I almost said whiskey vodka. Sorry. I'll bring whiskey or vodka.
Pieces, or I'm going to flag that air on Craigslist.
No, don't do it. Please. Come on, man.
Is it going to be a rainbow? Is it going to be a rainbow flag? Screaming Magoo. Is the flag going to be a goddamn rainbow flag?
Uncle Slippy Fisk.
But you sir, do you have a rape whistle?
Is it homemade or
it's going to be made in your home. I'll make a pizza.
Your face is a homemade pizza.
You're going to be my slave for the evening. Man, fuck you up. I don't know what this shit is, man.
Hey, man. Hey, you need to calm down over there. You need to cool it down, because I'm going to eat the whole ass, right? You need to cool it down.
You get 10 minutes of free phone sex.
Dude, and a pizza. Sir, are you pedo bear? We have a kid here for you.
Yeah,
and he's gone. So was that real or not? I don't think. I'm confused.
I don't think so, but
unless he has
I've been wrong a lot.
I think we were all pretty entertained, though, so it all worked out.
Definitely, it was strange. It was definitely fun. Whatever it was.
You just call back.
I can't believe that Domino's that Kyle talked to.
Devo had.
Thanks for calling Domino's Pizza. I'm sorry, we're closed.
Oh, motherfucker!
Oh, shit, why pick up the phone, you cocksucker?
You know they are right, sir.
Fun games like you.
Sir, my name is David. I'm calling from corporate office of corporate office.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling to give you a raise, sir. Before I can give you a raise, I need to know, would you prefer to be paid in bitcoins or
PayPal?
In gay sex?
Or
I don't prefer anything, actually.
Got a stroke.
Listen, sir, what's your name?
Jadamia. You must think it's
sir, can you tell us your name, please? Domino's?
Well, of course I can.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, I didn't know you really wanted me to tell you.
Oh, you're so clever.
I just thought you were asking me a question to see if I could.
Okay, well, be quiet, because we're going to call this other Domino's. So, shh.
Okay, good. Have fun.
No. Just stay there and be quiet. Don't...
Harsh one, hello. Cunt. How do you answer it and say we're closed?
What is
you you're not close? Close if you're...
The specials are two or more medium, two toppings, $5.99 each.
They don't do the things that make you go, anymore. Remember, when they were doing that shit? That, insane fucking thing.
Domino's Pizza, I can help you.
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having computer issues there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through. None of the orders are coming through on this end. Are you having computer issues there?
I don't think so. Hold on.
Well, do you know what time your last order was? Aw. How am I going to get a manager?
Is there a woman?
Thanks for holding. I can help you.
Oh, I was talking to the other guy. You can just put him back on.
He said he wants to talk to you. Uh-huh. Well, why are you giving me the phone?
Reprimand him, goddammit. There's a
corporation calling... Gosh darn it.
Rock on.
You have to be PC here.
I like the guy that doesn't sound smart.
Hello? You asked about the computer?
Well, yeah, but I need to talk to the other guy about it. I'm calling from the corporate office with Domino's.
So why do you need to talk to him?
I don't know why he would transfer me to you. We were in the middle of a conversation, and he just kind of...
Well, you're calling from corporate office. I'm the manager.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter if it's the manager or not. I just needed to get the numbers from the last few orders, because it seems like the orders aren't coming through.
What?
You heard me.
No, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you did. Don't
No,
lie.
I didn't.
You fucking liar.
You're a fucking liar.
You're
Shut
a
up.
Fucking liar. Shut up.
Listen to King Big Dick and Dominus.
I just got like told.
Oh my god. I have a title a little bit higher than everybody else.
How are you today, Brad?
I want a big list of numbers. I want a bunch of customers to call.
Come on, Domino's guy. Give us a big list of customers to call. You know you want to. Oh yeah.
Dark strange.
Things that make you go
Things that make you go
Try our new garlic stuffed cheesy bread bites. They don't even do that shit anymore.
Have a great day at Domino's Pizza. This is Calvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Domino's.
Hi there.
Hi there. Were you having problems with your computer? It seems like none of the orders are coming through.
No, our computers are totally fine, actually.
Oh, because we're not receiving the orders on this end. Do you know what time your last order was, or has it just been really slow there?
Our last order was at 11:39.
Oh, well, do you have the phone number on that one? Because the IT department asked me to get the phone numbers, and we could see if they come through on this end.
Yeah, it's 604.
Oh, God. Plus 1, 604, and then what?
340.
Uh-huh.
9370.
Okay. And then they just asked me maybe 5 or 6 of them from the most recent ones, and then we can see if those come up.
Oh, okay. All right, and then the one after that, at 1101.
Uh-huh.
Do you want the phone number for that one, too?
Oh, yes, please. Just from, like, the last 5 or 6 or 10 or 20. Or just 5. Oh. Just 5, I'm sorry. Just 5.
Okay, yeah. So the phone number is 778.
Uh-huh.
997. 6987.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the one before that was at 1025, when we received it. Phone number is 604.
Mm-hmm.
276-8009.
Next.
Okay, and the next one was received at 1021. It's 778-552-6319.
Okay.
Okay.
Meep.
And the one before that... Hold for a second...
Did Come on, fucker. Cough it up.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you've been fucked. You've been fucked, you dummy. You're about to lose a bunch of customers tonight.
Oh, that's not nice, Matt. Why would you tell him that? Okay, sir, are you still there? Sir, from Domino's?
I think I heard the click.
But he's still there, I think. Sir, from Domino's? Okay, listen, don't hang up. Oh. I wanted him to be on when we call the first one. So anyone? Sorry. Anyone?
God, man.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paul. This is Paul from Domino's, and I'm transferring to my supervisor because there's a problem with your order. I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
All right, here you go. I'm transferring over. I'm not capable of dealing with this. I'm not trained for it. So that's why I'm transferring you.
Who's the soup this evening?
Hello?
Which
supervisor do you want to talk to, sir?
I don't know. Somebody said there's a problem with my order. I have no problem with my order.
There was a slight little mistake and misunderstanding at the order taker in a place like that. And I'm sorry, sir, but I do believe we accidentally had a Hispanic gentleman deliver your pizza. I'm sorry, your order said white people only, but we accidentally had to send a Hispanic person, and that's bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, but he was the only one available in the library at the time.
No, I went and picked my order up, and it's fine.
You picked your order up, sir?
I did.
Okay, everything, you haven't been feeling ill or anything since then?
No.
No sudden cramping, no urgent need to use a restroom?
No, which no what? Because I got chicken wings and a pizza.
No jaundice? Has your skin yellowed yet, sir?
Nope.
How about green?
Nope.
Okay. Have you had the munchies, sir, since you've had has there been any time dilation?
Nope.
Does time seem to be passing slower than it normally has?
Nope.
Okay. Because, apparently one of our workers here accidentally dropped his bag of marijuana into the sauce pot tonight.
Nope. No, yes. I had no issues with it.
No issues with that, sir?
Nope. Thanks for the call, though.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay, bye.
Welcome to the Botnet. We love you.
Welcome to the button.
Delicious pizza. You get your munchies all in one shot.
Like, I imagine he probably didn't even touch the thing, but now he's like, fuck this fucking weed.
That was bad.
And he's going to go gobble it up.
I like the time dilation thing.
Yeah, time dilation was kind of epic.
You can't go wrong with time dilation.
Time dilation.
Apparently, Canada does.
I got dibs. Fine.
All right. Canada doesn't use tracker for Domino's.com. None of these are coming up.
Canada's stupid.
Stupid Canadians. I hate Canadians. Fuck you, Canada.
Aren't those the bastard children of the French?
The customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment. Please try again later.
Again. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Canadian.
Yeah, when you get back, try to draw a better dick, because that's horrible. It's just blue ball. And the
B-hole
never seen a dick. The wrong way.
I'll fix one. Hang on.
Fucking Carter. No, I was talking about Carter's, not yours. Kidding.
Al's got to do one of
these. Let's all draw dicks.
I can't. I don't even have fucking.
There you go. Chick. Now it's green.
Yeah, everybody. It's exactly fucking. There'd be another ball on the other side if that's seen from the top down view, the way a pee hole goes, man.
You know what flat draw needs to do or be able to do to like cut and paste actually parts of JPEGs or, you know, PNGs right into the file. Now that'd be fucking
I'll PNG your file. Welcome to the butt, man.
Fuck, I'll send the PNG and a TIFF to all of you.
My penis is skeeting.
Yeah, it's pretty
Can
erratic.
Your penis actually skeet? You're just parroting Arby.
No,
the kid did it
about?
First.
Then he took it
only
from me.
Only
talk shit. You know is wrong. Wax is white at this down is short as long.
Did you say white is right, sir? I have to agree.
Okay, HRBL is totally asleep now.
Just Mike.
Herbal, you dumbass.
Herbal's awesome. Just leave him alone.
Sleep all he wants.
Let's
maybe my urine stream will wake him up.
Yeah, that's a relaxing fan. That'll just put everyone to sleep. Oh, did I say fan? Wow, fountain. Shite.
Straight out of Compton?
There you go.
Straight out of Mass People?
Go get your friends or book signed.
Why isn't it cool? I think it's pretty cool.
Take your phone
right, book I'll make it the
and have
ready?
It signed.
What's wrong with a dancing dick?
Nope, I'll make mine 10 times funnier. Watch this, ready? Hang on. We have to give me a little bit.
Excuse me, young whippersnapper. I hate to bother you about this, but who's best pony, Fluttershy or Applejack?
What? Join this. What? Somebody kicked me out of the chat.
What?
I gotta enter to join the chat. What the fuck happened there? No, I'm back.
Youngin. Fluttershy or Applejack?
Dance,
Applejack, motherfucker.
No, I want this kid to tell me what the fucking answer is, because if they say Fluttershy,
what?
I'll be happy. Fluttershy or Applejack?
What's the best pony? My little bag duck.
I don't know.
Flutterjack.
Applejack.
Herbal.
I'm back as a guest, Matt.
Huh? No, I'm back. I think. Let me just turn the broadcasting back on. Yeah, it's you.
No, apparently someone has his assistant number.
Fuck out with me. Welcome to the botnet.
Oh, look, it did stupid.
Welcome to the machine.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
You got that right, Matt.
Fire it. Short head. I'm crushing you.
Oh, you're crushing
fuckers. You called us from the hospital now. Where are you?
What?
I'm crushing your head.
I'm crushing your head.
Hey, what happened to Tiny Chat?
It fucked all up, man. It threw me off.
Jerks.
I think it's the botnet scheme.
Yeah, we don't approve of your dick. It's very fail.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you. You still don't do it well.
Hello, I'm calling from Domino's. About your pizza? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? 604? Oh, they hung up.
Por favor.
I gotta call right back. I'll call right back.
Oh, fine. I'm about to end all this. Stupid show.
The kid's showing a picture of his one of his favorite penis.
Why?
Yeah?
Why? Yeah? Who's calling?
Oh, I'm calling from Domino's. You ordered a pizza. You ordered a pizza from it.
Oh, we ordered a pizza.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. I need to transfer you to my supervisor because of your pizza order.
We already got it.
I know, but it's your payment was counterfeit. You're a thief and a liar.
Sorry, I don't get it. Hello?
You paid us with counterfeit money.
Counterfeit money?
That's right.
Is it right?
You paid us with counterfeit money, you big thief.
Oh, really?
Right.
Because I just got a call from Domino's saying someone hacked into their system.
It was you.
You're the one, I believe.
Gee, hacks.
No.
Listen, you are a thief.
Domino's would call me.
Why would they call you? I'm calling you right now.
Because someone called. Then why use a known number, then?
That's the reason I'm calling you back, is because of this thievery.
Use Domino's phone number, right?
No. I'm calling from the corporate office with Domino's.
All right, yeah. It's like 12 a.m., man. You call me from call office?
Well, I don't have to respect, hours because you're a thief and you use counterfeit money to pay for your pizza. and we know all about your little scheme.
Oh, I see. Is that right? Okay. So what do you want to do?
I'm going to read you your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be held against you in a court of law.
You want
to
fight?
I'm sorry?
You want to fight? Come find me then.
No, I'm placing you under citizen's arrest.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Know that, right?
Challenge him to an arm wrestling contest.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, you can't say that over the phone.
I'm trying to take off. You know that?
That's against the rules. You need to look at...
You motherfucker. No. Get the fucking hand up, all right?
Do you know? Do you realize how afraid we are right now?
Asshole.
We're so
shut
scared.
Shut the fuck up, all right?
Please stop scaring us.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. My name is Cindy.
Come find me. Come on. 4577 number 5-0. Come on.
I teach English as a second
language.
Hey,
you better stop.
Hey, what?
You're making Kyle cry.
You got double voice. You know that?
You better stop before I have to cuddle your penis, all right?
Save it, all right?
You need to shut up before I have to start cuddling you, bro. I'm going to cuddle you so hard. We're just going to rub up against each other. You're going to love it, but I'm just going to cuddle you, bitch. You better get that cuddle. Yeah, I'm going to rub up against you. You're going to like it. Yeah, you're going to take that
rub
cuddle.
Rub it all over.
Yeah, all right.
You're going to love my wife.
You're not so tough now, are you, motherfucker?
You're going to love my wife.
Come find me, man. Come find me.
You're going to ask for
come, man.
He's going to cuddle you to the death.
What's going to happen is I'm going to come there. No, listen to me, fucker. I love you, listen. I'm going to put your penis in my mouth, and I'm going to suck it, and you're going to offer me money, and that'll be the same, just like the movie.
Please.
Oh,
please.
Shit.
This is not Woodstock, okay? Woodstock. I'm going to cuddle you, and then once we're done cuddling, I'm going to probably take a shit in your bathroom.
Don't cheat on me.
And then it's going to stink. It's going to stink, all right? It's going to stink like shit. Then you're going to go in there, and you're going to puff it out and get some fucking
breeze.
Blow that bitch away. Alright, just blow that bitch away.
Okay, listen, we need to ask you a question. What did Domino's tell you about us? Repeat the conversation.
Love you too.
Huh?
Love you. Please, come find me. Come fucking kill me.
Welcome to the botnet.
We're not going to kill you. We're gonna cuddle you.
Please.
That's so great that Domino's warned everyone.
That's awesome. Do you think this is really... Can you imagine how awkward
this is going to be?
At 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight, too.
12 o'clock in the fucking midnight, damn it. It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
I wish I knew where he lived. I want to cuddle him.
The kid's funny. I like him.
God, I hate him. I want to kill him. I want...
He wants you to. So it's okay. He said, come kill me.
Yeah, the dude is so weird. He went from really aggressive to...
Hi, did you warn everyone that you gave us the number to?
I'm sorry?
Did you warn everybody that you gave this the number to?
You gave us the number to...
Did you call all the customers? Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office. Are you having computer issues there?
No, we don't have any computer issues.
Oh, because it seems like we're not receiving the orders here. Do you know what time your last order was?
Our last order is 11:50, which is like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, which phone number was on that one?
778.
Oh, hold on. I got to dial plus one. Hold on. 778.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
320.
320.
Yeah, 1252.
1252. And then the one before that?
It's 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Apparently, I don't even have to explain things to you. You just believe me right off the bat. Area code?
I'm sorry?
Oh, the area code, please.
604.
Okay.
276. 2112.
2112. 2112.
Are you calling from the corporate Domino?
Yeah, corporate Domino's.
So, you're saying you guys didn't receive any order?
Yeah, we're not receiving anything tonight. And the computer people, they asked me to get the numbers from the last five customers. So if I could just get three more phone numbers.
Do you want the third one?
Yeah, the next one, please.
It was 778.
Uh-huh.
848.
Uh-huh.
0380.
0380.
Yeah.
And the next one?
And then the next one is the 778-688-9038.
I'm sorry, you're going too fast. Come on.
778?
Uh-huh.
688?
688-9038. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Are you in the toilet?
Next one? Oh, then that was Matt. That's Laugh Track Matt. He's a drunk. Next one?
604. 682.
682. 6832. Yeah. I'm sorry, what? 6832,
yeah.
Okay, listen. Bop, bop, bop. Walk, walk. Could I get one more?
Is it hello?
Just one more, yeah. One more, please.
What's your? Can I have your name?
William, could you get his personal cell number also for a record?
Yeah, we need your personal cell phone number, sir.
For me?
Yes,
why?
Just because yes. To put on the record of who's who's helping us with this computer problem.
I don't usually give up my cell phone number to the corporate. Well, can I put you on hold?
Sir,
is my manager here? My manager here.
I know, but listen. No. We just need your cell phone number, sir.
So my manager is here. Do you want to speak to him?
No, don't tell your manager.
No,
don't
want to talk to him. We just need your cell phone number.
Please.
I got to put you on hold. Thank you.
No, don't.
Why don't you? You just gave everybody else's number. You won't give us yours.
No, not the manager.
Let me speak to the manager. I've got something to say to him.
Damn it, I was going to go to sleep. Now we got all this.
I can't stop laughing.
I wonder if the manager will give us his number.
What the hell, Kyle? Change your picture.
Don't you like the cocks?
I'm afraid of cocks.
You don't like it?
It's an impressive cock.
We don't even get
thanks for holding. Can I help you?
Sir, can you please hold on? I'm calling from the corporate office. We're calling the first customer on the list right now. It's ringing. I think it's ringing. One ringy dingy.
Yes.
But I don't hear it ringing. Hold on. Let me try it. Let me redial.
Yeah.
Here, I'll dial two at once, and we'll pick up the first one that picks up.
Stay on the phone, Mr. Manager.
Good morning. Thank you for the
call. What? Did you order a pizza? I'm calling from Domino's.
I'm sorry, you're calling from what?
I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. Did you just order a pizza from us?
I'm not quite sure, sir. It's a hotel, so I don't know who called you.
Do you know which room ordered a pizza?
How do I know, sir?
Well, don't be a smartass.
You're the front desk. You're supposed to know everything.
If the guest calls you directly, we
may I have room 202, please?
My
yeah, you need 202.
Domino's just hung up.
Come here, Mario.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, 202, room 202. Did you call, did you order Domino's?
No.
Because I got a pizza delivery guy down here in the lobby, and he's jumping up and down screaming that he needs to get to room 202 to deliver this pizza. I mean, he's speaking in some obscure, weird language, and he has like name tags, but it's not American letters. It looks like hieroglyphs.
Osama.
We literally just checked in.
Don't be a smartass.
I know that, but you must have literally just ordered pizza from Egypt or something, because I've got a mummy down here for you.
That's not that, sorry.
Okay, what's your cell phone number?
754.
754.
Is that an area code?
Yeah.
Is that area code? Okay, 754.
281.
281.
8855.
8855, okay. Do you have a Facebook?
No.
You don't have a Facebook? How about a Moco Space?
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
Would you like us to...
How about a LinkedIn? LinkedIn?
No.
Twitter?
You don't have LinkedIn?
Friendster? LiveJournal?
Dude, what?
WordPress? Tumblr?
MySpace.
Do you have a motherless.com account?
Kyle's dick is
huge.
Do
you
have Ogrish?
Twitter?
He's gone.
Is he in the Ogrish forum?
Let's call the hotel back. They like to give out phone numbers.
Well,
called him back and connect him with the hotel.
I called the cell phone number he gave us and it went straight to voicemail.
Hello?
Hi, we're calling.
Hey, is this? Yeah.
Domino's and stuff.
Domino's.
Hi.
We're Domino's.
Hello?
Hello? How you doing?
Hi.
We're calling from Domino's. Did you just order a pizza?
Yeah, no, we got it already.
We know you got it. You don't need to be a smartass.
There's a problem with it.
There's a problem with it, though.
The guy in the kitchen.
You're not eating that thing, are you?
You want to tell him about it?
Oh, stop that legend.
Yes, sir. Yes or no? Yeah. Are you eating the pizza?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's not good, sir.
Shit.
Sir.
Oh
sir,
God,
sir.
Damn it. Damn it, they're eating the pizza.
Sir, I'm going to have to tell you to stop eating the pizza because
stop eating the
one
pizza.
Of our...
Because
stop. Don't.
I have a different...
No. Don't tell him anything else. Just say, don't stop eating the pizza.
Yeah, we did.
Sir, stop.
Don't stop eating the pizza.
Sir, put the pizza down and step away.
Put the pizza down and step away. Get
you need
as
to step
much,
away at least
get,
20 feet
get,
from the pizza.
Get as much mass between you and the pizza as you can.
We need to find out how many steps back you take from the pizza. Tell us.
You probably lock yourself in.
Four steps.
Four steps, good.
You need. That's not enough. You need to at least have at least 205 grams of... do you have... Oh, wow. Do you have any activated charcoal?
Ma'am. Pardon?
Do you have any activated charcoal?
No.
Do you have any syrup of Ipecac?
No.
Well, I guess you're totally fucked then, right?
Total what? Yeah, I guess so.
Listen,
oh God. Do you have a lot of toilet paper?
We're gonna need.
Do you have a lot of toilet paper?
Yeah, I do.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You'll need it.
We're gonna need you to take.
I hope you're not busy for the next 3 days.
Okay.
Okay, step one.
Sir, some of our employee accidentally, like, came in the pizza.
How much of the pizza do you eat?
About half of it.
Listen, sir, do you have a gun?
How much do you weigh?
200 pounds.
Oh, fuck.
How tall are you?
About 5'9".
Sir, do you have a gun?
Yeah,
no.
Do you have a gun? Well, you need to go find one.
Do you have a neighbor that
Pardon?
Maybe... Do you maybe have a neighbor that has a gun?
God, he needs to shoot the pizza.
Okay.
He's
going
to
turn into a zombie.
You have a small
cop. It's a zombie pizza.
Oh, no.
Bath salt into the sauce.
Okay.
Do you have a small penis, sir?
Bath salt,
sir. Do you have an extra small penis?
Bath salt.
Sir, what is your penis
size?
I
don't understand.
He
sir, penis size?
He's gone.
Do you own a firearm?
He's gone.
Oh, damn.
Zombie pizza.
Okay, two more and then I can go to sleep.
No. No sleep.
I really want to get more pizza numbers just so I can do sound effects.
He has a name. His name is Legend.
Your call has been forwarded to a voicemail service that has not been initialized by the customer you are calling.
Wow.
Welcome to your wireless mailbox.
Wow.
This brief tutorial will help you set up your mailbox. To begin setting up your mailbox, please press the pound key.
I'll do the button pressing.
The first step in setting up your mailbox is to create a personalized password. This is a private code, which only you know, so it is important to pick a number that you will not...
I'll just be like, I'm fucking...
For your password, you have entered 1, 3, 2, 4, 5.
As an accident.
To keep this password, press 1. To change it, press...
I was just guessing.
Your name is used to verify your mailbox number when others send you a message. At the tone, please say only your first and last name, then press pound.
Yeah, I'm a cum-guzzling cunt.
And I'll cuddle you.
Yeah, I'm a cum-guzzling cunt.
I like to cuddle.
To keep this recording,
like
press 1. To change it, now you can record the greeting that will be played to callers before they leave you a message.
Yeah.
To record the greeting in your own voice, press 1. To use the standard greeting, press 2.
Matt loves you.
Let me do it. I want to do it.
Please record your personal greeting after the beep. When you finish recording, press pound.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm not here right now because I'm probably blowing a very, very large cock. And I'm not doing so hot right now because my boyfriend just got his face eaten off. And we're in the hospital. I'm having to blow him and look at the bandages on his face. And it's not looking good, okay? So please, yeah, there he is. Oh, shit, zombie.
So
help me, please. Just help.
Here's how your greeting will sound. Your wireless mailbox is now ready for use. At any time, you may change your password, greeting, name.
Okay, let's try and call him back.
Pizza it up, motherfuckers.
Stan is so amused by
so
Kyle.
It's so funny, Dark Stranger, because the kid's dick's just, like, pointed right at you.
It is for me, too.
Hey, this is Jim.
It's not mine.
I'm not here right now because I'm probably blowing a very, very large cock. And I'm not doing so hot right now.
Why did I get banned?
My boyfriend just got his face eaten off. And we're in the hospital.
Band?
I'm having to blow him.
Oh, I think
and look at the bandages on his face. And it's not looking good, okay? So please. Yeah, there he is. Oh, shit. Zombie!
Oh, shit, zombie.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Can I leave a message?
Pound it.
Hi, God bless. We're calling from Nominos. Wondering how your experience went this evening. And once again,
I have
God
a
bless.
Rock-hard penis.
Yeah, and we're calling from Domino's that you ordered from this evening.
With our rock-hard penises.
With rock-hard dicks and fucking
and
blessings from Jesus.
And getting banned from Tiny Chess as well.
Did you really get banned? Nobody banned you. Who banned you?
I got banned from Tiny Chess. Someone
I
doesn't
didn't
like
ban
you.
You.
Who banned
just
you? Nobody banned you, dude.
It says banned. You have been banned from this room.
I guess that's what you get for pointing a cock at Dark Stranger.
I didn't ban you.
I'm not even a mod.
I guess Jan banned.
It doesn't say Kyle has been banned.
It doesn't say that you've been removed, dude. No. I think that was something on like Darren.
Yeah, I'll refresh the page. We'll see.
Try to get back on, man.
And stop pointing cocks at Dark Stranger, and everything should be fine.
You'll have to change. You'll have to change your IP now.
I'm a guest.
Well, I'm telling you, it's wonderful.
Hello, this is Mark from Domino's Pizza.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, were you calling?
Yeah, I'm calling from Domino's Pizza.
You ordered
a pizza from us?
Yes, like an hour ago.
Yeah, it was an hour ago. You already received it. What you doing?
Sorry, I'm actually resting right now. What's up?
Oh, well, you just had the pizza. What you thinking about?
Sorry, is this like a...
Can we be friends?
I'm calling from Domino's.
We're bored.
Can we be special friends?
Like, we're in the back room, we're bored, and, like, the delivery driver said you seem like a cool guy.
You want to come over?
Can we come hang out?
Your pizza sounded delicious. Can we come over and have the leftovers?
Or if there's no leftovers, can we just make out with you?
Yeah. We got a 30-pack.
Oh, we just lost him.
Gross.
He didn't like the make-out thing.
Unavailable at the moment.
Aww.
Please try again later.
Alright, I'm just gonna do one thing.
Was that Canadian?
You are not banned, you dumbass.
I have to say, I know, because I'm a guest, and I just have to say one thing. Shout out to Natalie, I have to say. But anyway, so yeah, like I'm on here, and it's been really broadcast because the administrator, he's a little dick. And I'm dealing with this prank call.
What are we talking about?
What the fuck are you yelling about, kid?
Hey, you know what's awesome? Like, that entire prank call just happened on another Domino's customer's voicemail, because we never hung up on it.
Oh, my God.
That last guy so weirded out.
It's going to be like, what?
It's been a good one.
It's
just a happy feeling.
He's unavailable.
He's not when you wake up ready to say,
he's not going to be able to get back to sleep.
On Domino's today. It's a good feeling.
A very good feeling. A feeling that you want to know about.
I think we're running out of time for Domino's. Unless we do Hawaii again. But we've done so many. We've done every Hawaii thing possible.
Well, I mean, I could give you, like... Dude, there's pizza places here that deliver till fucking 5 a.m.
I'll cuddle you so hard.
Shit.
I don't know.
I like to cuddle.
Okay.
I just want to...
Thank you for choosing your Vancouver Domino's Pizza on Dunbar Street.
Guess what Kyle likes to do.
Monitored or recorded.
Oh, shit.
We'll be right with you to take your order.
Canada's
you
weird.
Have to try our new 8-piece boneless chicken. 100% fresh meat and lightly breaded with savory herbs and served with barbecue or kicker hot dipping sauce.
Kicker hot?
Domino's, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having problems?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, well, great. Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like none of the orders are coming through.
I don't know. Well, hey, Hassan, do you have any problem with the computer?
30 seconds remaining.
Guys, I don't know, man. Do you want to talk to the computer guy?
Oh, crap.
Oh,
is
he?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. I'll
pass
this
one. Just put it on the floor.
Oh, shit.
Chaos ensues.
Just hold for a second, sir, please, okay?
Okay, yeah, just...
Thank you very much.
Settle down.
Stop. Hi, this is Hassan speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling from the corporate office with Domino's. Was your computer being all weird? I mean, it seems like we're having problems with the computer.
We didn't notice anything, actually.
Oh, because
we
haven't received any orders tonight. Like, do you know what time your last order was?
Like the phone or online order?
Oh, online or phone, either one. Because we haven't received anything.
Okay, the last time we... Okay, our online worked, actually. The order number was 88.
Oh, but we can't look up my order number. I mean, settle down. Do you have the phone number?
The time?
No, the telephone number.
Oh, the telephone... The online order, the telephone number is the one of them, actually, at least. 604-307-4679.
307-4679?
Yeah. 4679.
Okay. And then they asked me to get several more. Like, do you have the one before that one?
Before that one?
Uh-huh.
The phone or online or over the phone?
Either one.
Either one. 778-995-8287 also was a pickup. Actually, that's pickup.
Oh,
okay, the other one was online. 604-731-1332. Online order.
I'm a little tipsy, so you're going to have to read slower. So it was 604-731-1332?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then the one before that?
Before that.
Oh, wait.
604.
Wait. Whoop. Whoop. Whoop.
Sorry. Hello?
Okay,
Sorry, are you from what company? I didn't catch your company name first.
No, I'm calling from Domino's, from the corporate office.
I see.
So,
is something problem with the phone, actually. Your voice breaking.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, area code's on the next one, 604.
604-657.
Mm-hmm.
6539. Yeah, they're all online orders.
Oh, they're all online? And that one was a delivery then? Beep, beep, beep.
Okay. These orders online, it doesn't show we delivered them. I don't know why.
Oh, no. Well, but were they delivery or were they pickup?
84. Oh yeah. Okay. Those are carryout. Wow.
Oh, they're all carryouts. You didn't have any.
Okay. The number I gave to you, most of them was carryout.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. And what was the one before that one then?
Okay. Let's go back. Okay. Beep, let's go a little bop, lower beep. For delivery.
Dingling a dingling dingling dingling.
There is something wrong with your. I don't know. Is it you or someone else talking to me?
Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to get the phone numbers.
I tell love. Crazy.
I hear so many voices there. And I don't. I'm a little lost here.
Oh.
Just spit out the next number.
I just hear you. So is the next one, is it area code 604?
Okay, sorry. Can I pass you the phone to my colleague? Because I have a red line. Just a moment.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Colleagues would be great.
Wow.
Sorry?
This just in. Domino's has colleagues.
Yeah, let me talk to your colleague.
Okay, sorry. May I ask your phone number first, actually?
Sure.
Because I have a little bit... Yeah, I'm a...
800...
What's your phone number?
800... Domino's.
Sorry, what's your phone number?
800.
You're from Domino's?
It's toll-free.
What's your phone number?
5309.
Stop it, Dark Stranger.
Sorry, I have a difficulty to hear. There are so many noises in the background.
I don't hear any noise. I think it's on your end. Maybe it's the computer virus has spread over to the telephone. But my number is 1-800-DOMINOS.
Okay, I passed this one to my colleague because I have another line.
Okay yeah.
Hello. No, you do not.
Great.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, what can I do for you, sir?
I'm calling from the corporate office. We were just having problems with the computer system. Like, the orders aren't coming through.
No, we don't have any problem at the moment. No, not yet.
No. I'm telling you that you do have a problem. And he was reading me the phone numbers for the customers, for the orders.
Wait. Hey, Roy.
Yeah?
He said not yet. Like, meaning maybe this is the infiltrator that we had talked about.
Are you?
He said there's not any problems yet.
Sir, what's your name?
He knew that was going to happen.
Sir, can you hear me?
He knew there was going to be problems.
I think
Yes, sir. Hello? Not a phone.
I think he left us.
The second I talk, she'll hang up.
Okay. I think I ruined it.
I'm the worst host.
It's all Dark Stranger's fault. I blame you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Domino's.
Oh, hi there.
You ordered a pizza from us. Sir? Sir?
Speak up, dick neck.
Sir, you need to...
Hello, this is dick neck. How may I help you?
He hung up.
Kid, stop it.
Okay, after these four, right. I'm leaving. Damn it.
That's good. Brett. I'd like to go to sleep.
I do this one. I do this one.
Yeah, of course you will.
Negative.
Brady.
Love
I
you.
Got this one.
Legend. No, legend has whatever he wants. Fucker.
Oh, look. Hello, Herbal. Go to bed.
Hi, Herbal.
You reached my voicemail?
Okay, he's gone. Let me call the next one. That was the one that we just talked to, and he hung up.
Well, let's talk to him again. And again. And again.
All night.
I want to see what this guy is eating.
Actually, it's normal. It's morning.
Stan insists that Kyle gets one. Kyle's taking them all, though. God. God.
Kyle's annoying.
You're annoying.
You gotta love him, though.
A little bit. Oh, just a little.
You
have reached the voicemail box of...
Jason Loudon.
You just want to cuddle
him. I love him. I love Jay-Z.
Yep, that's Jay-Z Loudon. I'm calling him right back.
Of the Loudon tribe.
Do
You're the new fucking guy from the police academy.
Guy's awesome.
I can't think of his
name
right
now. Boy, you like putting pop rocks in your anus?
Hell yeah.
Mr. Winfield.
Who doesn't? Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
I like.
I
to
just
put,
don't like the stickiness afterward.
Jason, I'm looking for pop boulders.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more
options.
Are you
going to tell him you want cuddles?
This is me, and I'm from Domino's, and I was just wondering, what are you doing? And we're just sitting over here at Domino's thinking of how we cooked your pizza. We don't know if we left a couple or two or three of our crack rocks in there. Just call us back. Thanks. Love ya.
You might as well tell me you want some cuddles.
I like to put pop rocks in my ass and then have cuddles.
Yeah.
Attention, the person, the only person on Cthulhu Island.
Yeah.
Cthulhu Island. After the show, give me a call.
Yay.
Oh my god, I can't go to sleep.
Sleep is
you
bad.
Can't go to negative.
Negative.
I'll just
apparently,
lie down on the floor
you're having
and call
a makeout
you.
Party. You and legend.
Negative.
Head on this table.
Your call has been forwarded to Talus Messaging Service.
Why? Why aren't they picking up?
Michael Winslow. Thank you.
They like their pizza too much.
Yeah, Michael Winslow.
I'm going to tell one of them that I came in their pizza.
He did a good job of baseball, too.
You did the last one. This one belongs to someone else.
Tell them that they came in their pizza, but they didn't pick up, though.
Well, you did it anyway, so you took your turn.
Your call has been forwarded to Talus Messaging Service.
Take that.
Your call.
Four,
there you go.
Seven,
yeah,
three,
okay, yeah,
one.
You can have this one, too. Uh-oh. What just happened?
I can't believe the lack of quality in these recordings. 604732. I mean, seriously.
I am a robot from the 60s.
They had better sounding recordings in 1973.
Well, they had personality, man.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. You just ordered a pizza from us?
No, I ordered one for pickup earlier, and I got it already.
Yeah, I know that. Don't be a fucking smartass. But you did order a pizza from us.
What? Who the fuck are you?
Don't start a big argument with me. I need to transfer you to my boss, because there's a problem with your order. Big jerk. Just hold on, okay?
Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
What the fuck?
Legend?
Hello there. Sir, I'm the supervisor. May I help you?
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can't help you, sir? Well, my employee said that somebody needs to have an escalation with a supervisor. What exactly happened?
I don't know. There's no problem. I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay, let's see. He says that you ordered a pizza, correct? You ordered a pizza earlier, right? Then here in the notes, in the narrative, it says you got all snippy with him on the phone, and he transferred you to me. Now, what's the problem here?
Oh, he just left. Let me try again.
Why did he leave? What did he hang up?
That fucker. Because he already ate the goddamn tainted pizza. Piece of shit.
Call him back.
I'm calling
him. How dare
him
hang up on me?
This is our last one.
You don't hang up on a legend, goddammit.
Yeah.
No.
You only hang up on that.
What were they thinking?
Yeah, that's my job.
Legend doesn't sound creepy at all. It's legend.
I'm the Domino supervisor.
Damn it.
Legend kept that goddamn virus call on for, like 40 minutes? With the fucking Faraday cage and all that shit that dumb bro. Till finally her husband's like, shut that shit off.
What did you do?
Classic.
Sorry.
24 hours a day.
The customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment. Please try again later.
Oh, no.
L'abonné que vous désirez joindre ne peut vous...
Oh, you're calling Canada, aren't you?
Oh, we're calling Quebec.
How'd you know?
Yeah, I said that earlier, and nobody fucking listened to me.
They should be able to change their
weird message.
Okay, last... it's call dropped. It won't let me call this Domino's. I was just going to call the... Oh, here. This is the one we called before. I just thought we'd laugh at him.
Thank you for choosing your Vancouver Domino's Pizza on Dunbar.
Things that make you go,
or recorded. We'll be right with you to take your order. You have to try our new 8-piece boneless chicken.
Wait,
what happens if we don't?
It's a great day for Domino's Pizza, and I'm speaking, can I help you?
Hey, remember that time you gave us all those customer phone numbers?
Yes.
We just called each one of those customers and said rude, horrible things to them. and made them really angry.
Okay, what's your phone number? We have to call the police about that. Because you're bothering us and you're bothering our customers.
No, I'm not bothering you.
Yeah, I'm forwarding your phone to police now.
Are you requesting...
Not to bothering us anymore.
Are you requesting that I don't call anymore? Because I'll stop calling. I don't want to be harassing.
Okay, I'm calling police right now to track your phone number and then come catch you.
His message a little
not if we don't give you the phone number
that I have to try the fucking 8 pieces of chicken. Like, why do I have to do it?
Is that
a threat?
Yeah, I don't like that. You should call the cops on them for threatening you.
I don't like being threatened.
I had to do that one time with my back.
He doesn't have your number anyway. He asked you for it. Give me your number so I can call the cops.
Give me your number. Yeah, right. Please stand here and wait for me to call the police.
Yeah, I'll just stand right here and wait for the police to show up. All the way from Vancouver.
That'd be awesome.
On their horses.
Because they'll come down on horses. You beat me to it, you fucking...
Yeah.
Ah, I ruined your joke.
You fucking... they had to ride mooses.
They come
down
my
street. Can you imagine,
Brad,
you open the door one day and there's a full-fledged Mountie right there?
They do. They come down my street on horses.
Would he be on a horse?
Do they, really?
Yeah, they do.
Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Have you ever touched a horse erection?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
You're not supposed to touch that. Why would you touch that?
Why wouldn't you? I would.
Because I like long poles.
Yeah.
Who are you, Mr. Hands?
Mr. Hands likes to get fucking fucked to death. Well, I don't think that was his plan, but he was an odd duck. He had all his shit all fucking, his balls all pierced and everything and laid to get fucked.
Yeah, it looked like a walnut. What was that about, dude?
Well, he was an odd duck, man. He'd like to be fucked by horses. It's like one time he went a little too far, man.
A little too far?
Well, it went a lot too far. I did, as I always say, I think it hit the back
of his
head.
He didn't think that one through.
Huh?
He didn't think that one through.
That one, that video's real?
No. He died, supposedly.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He could have survived, but he didn't. He waited around too long.
Do you think you'd go to the hospital and say, like, hey?
His jackass friends just went around and fucked around the horses were. And,
Brad,
it tore his bowels open, and so shit got in his bloodstream and poisoned him.
Yep. Got all septic on him.
Well,
yeah.
Kyle, did you say to hang up on you?
Fat Albert in the can.
I don't want to hang up on you, but I guess, okay. Whatever.
Negative.
Legend said negative.
Negative.
King. Uh-oh.
One. Two, three.
Yeah, I guess.
You guys, I haven't got any emails about that yet. We got to find out what that's from. Damn it!
Didn't you say like most people listen to it? Like not.
I can't remember for the life of me. And there's so many shows that I can't. It's in there somewhere.
I need to stop doing
it's
shows.
Definitely after show.
But hey, don't you say most people listen like to the shit like on like they like download it and listen to it later?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like that's where most of the listeners come from is the podcast
yeah,
feed.
So
the
like
website.
give it a couple of days, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I came from.
Banana.
I don't recall ever hearing it. Maybe it is from an after show, like Legends.
Yeah, or it might not even be an after show. It might just be a conference.
Yeah.
And so the conferences aren't like, they're
not
listed.
In an RSS.
They're not downloadable.
The next time I make a PLA media pack, they're all going to be on the on that. I've put
oh my god, 38 gigs.
Really? You're gonna send out just everything you recorded?
Well, just
and you know people will download it.
Not all of them, but a lot of the stuff.
Holy
like all
fuck,
the stuff
man.
that I play on Cacti.
Well, send a copy to Jason Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Scott. We were having fun with him last night.
Okay.
He's gonna put it up. He puts everything else up. Why not this?
I'm going to play. Like the show's over. I'm hanging up. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Lily Tomlin's comedy album, and it's her being a telephone operator. I guess I've never heard it. I'm gonna listen to it tonight, though. Like
you're not gonna sit up there and listen to it. You're just gonna put it on and go to fucking.
No, I'm gonna go to bed and I'm gonna have.
Good night, everybody.
I'm gonna have my iPhone and it's gonna be playing Cacti Radio and I'm gonna listen to the entire thing.
Good night,
well,
everybody.
It was fun.
It sure was.
We'll sit on here.
It was kind of fun.
I'll call whoever. I'll call you back, Glitch.
Cthulhu, call me.
Aww,
all right, dear. I'm just going to bed.
Yeah,
right.
No, you're not going to bed.
Yeah,
you're talking about
5:30.
Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Hey,
it was awesome.
You're the best.
Good night.
No, you're the best.
Call me though.
Bye.